Welcome back into Riddle and the Reporter. Junie Riddle, Nick Keyser here on this Saturday morning. It is now time for the moment that everybody has been waiting for. We are finishing up our divisional previews, and we're finishing, of course, with the AFC South. To help us out with that, we got Ben Arthur on the line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, Fox reporter for the division. Ben, good morning. Thank you for joining us, and how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, doing great.
Solid, doing well. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely. So, number one, I want to hear your opinions on Malik Willis and his performance last night. And then after that, if you could kind of get into the Jacksonville Jaguars and how far the Titans should be considered away from competing with them in this division.
Yeah, I think yesterday's game was a good example of how far Malik has come. We saw the kind of the bad moments, right? We saw some of the misfires. We saw the interceptions, more so the one to Mason Kinsey, and that was a bad throw, right? But I think his ability to respond to them, like after both of those interceptions he had, he was able to lead, you know, two long touchdown drives. I think as the game wore on, I think he started the game 1 of 5 or something like that. And then he had a string of, like, I think it was 9 or 10 straight completions, really seemed to settle down, able to get through his progressions. And we saw several moments where, you know, I think maybe last year he would have, you know, just bailed on the pocket and just tried to run. But we saw him being more patient. I think of that touchdown to Julius Chestnut in particular. Like, he dropped back, he kind of then stepped up, still keeping his eyes downfield, and then, you know, moved over to his left, rolled to his left and hit, you know, Chestnut, who was kind of breaking to the outside, just, you know, to the pylon. And so I think yesterday's game was like a example of, I think, what the Malik Willis experience has been, right? A lot of ups and downs, but I think more so than anything, we saw how much progress he's made from last year to where he's at now. Like, the game he had yesterday was by far the best game that he's had as a Titan, you know, regular season or preseason. So I think from that perspective, that was really encouraging to see. And with Will Levis obviously not having much of a sample size, I think it's clear that Malik is the second QB. And then just in terms of the gap with Jacksonville, I think the Titans are closer to the Jags than maybe national folks think. I think the Jags are the clear top team in the division, but I think with good health and, you know, a stronger passing game, you know, better pass protection, you know, this is a team that could be right there. And so I think you look at the defense is still strong. You get Harold Landry back. Some of those young corners have another year under their belt. I like Sean Murphy Bunting. We know what Derek is going to give you in the run game. Tajay Spears is a nice complement to him. And then having once, you know, Burks and Phillips get healthy, plus DeAndre Hopkins and Chigakonkwo. I mean, I think you have a team that can compete, that can contend for a playoff spot and maybe give Jacksonville some issues at the top of the division.
I completely agree with you. And we're talking to Fox Sports AFC South reporter Ben Arthur. I completely agree with you about the gap between the Titans and Jags. I don't think it's as far apart as what people think. But what I do kind of feel is far apart is where the Colts and Texans are in comparison to the mm-hmm. Titans and Jags. Do you see something from either of these two teams that can kind of be contrary to that belief, that maybe one of these teams are better than what we think right now?
Honestly, not really. I mean, those two teams are very clearly in rebuild mode. Of course, you have the young rookie quarterbacks. And I just don't see those teams having enough talent around those rookie quarterbacks to really even push Jacksonville or even Tennessee. Like, you look with C.J. Stroud in Houston, I just don't think he has the pass catchers around him to really move the needle. I mean, they have, I think their run game is going to be good. They have a good O-line. Their defense was like historically bad against the run last season. And although I think they've made improvements, I think expecting anything more than an average defense from them, I don't think what we're going to see kind of much threat from them in that regard. And then with Indy too, I mean, if you guys saw that game, what was it, Thursday against Philly, like just kind of what Anthony Richardson has to work with around him, right? Like, and we already know it's going to kind of be an up and down journey for him, but it's looking like Jonathan Taylor is never going to play a snap again for them, and not having that dependable back. And I just don't think the receiver room really moves the needle besides Michael Pittman Jr. Alex Pierce, in my opinion, has kind of been disappointing as kind of the number two guy just throughout the summer. And then the defense, their secondary is so incredibly young. They have three rookie corners. Their D-line is still really good. They have DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart. But just in totality with Indy, and then again, to my point about Houston, I just don't really see a scenario where they truly compete with Jacksonville or Tennessee. I mean, I think either of those teams could maybe get six wins, but I think, you know, beyond that, I think that would be pushing it. So I think there's really a clear hierarchy between, you know, Jacksonville at the top, Tennessee at number two, and then, you know, further down is kind of Houston and Indy.
AFC South reporter Ben Arthur is with us here on Riddle and the Reporter this morning. So, Ben, I thought Caleb Murphy looked outstanding last night. Do you think he makes this team?
I do. And the Titans have incredible depth at the edge spot, right? Like, you have Landry coming back. Rashad Weaver should be even better in year three. He had 5.5 sacks last year. Getting Arden Key was a big move. We know DeNico Autry can play on the edge too. But I think you can never have enough pass rushers. And what Caleb Murphy has been able to show us in those three games, you know, four sacks, was able to, you know, pressure more generally a lot, really showing that, you know, even though he's playing at, you know, a D2 and, you know, kind of lesser competition, so to speak, and him being a smaller edge guy, I mean, he's shown that his just ability to get to the quarterback translates to the NFL level. And I think you keep find a way to keep him on the 53. I'm just not sure that you're able to get him on the practice squad if you cut him. I think in a lot of situations, you know, you are able to get the guys you want on the practice squad, but I think with pass rushers being such a premium and him showing what he could do, you just have to find a way to keep him at all costs, and depth is extremely important, especially with what we know with what the Titans have had to deal with injuries. I think he should be on the team for sure.
And Ben, I think another hot topic of conversation right now is obviously the kicker. And so Michael Badgley comes in after we see the two other guys, Trey Wolf and Caleb Shudak, get cut from the roster earlier this week. And look, if you ask me, I feel like the question is still up in the air of who's going to be the starter. So in your eyes, one, how did you see Michael perform last night? What did you think about that? But also, two, would you maybe see Vrabel and Carthon decide to go sign a veteran here at some point to finish out this season?
I mean, I think with the kicker position, it's kind of a day-by-day thing, I feel like. Like, it can they're going to most certainly be looking at the wire and see who's available after the cuts. I think for now, maybe Badgley is safe. I know he did miss, what was it, like a 38-yarder or something, but he did make his other kicks. I just don't think he's been consistent enough in like his short time to really feel good about him in the long term. And so I think they're going to continually keep their eyes on that. But something I said on a previous show a couple days ago is I think the Titans are at the point where they need to strongly consider drafting a kicker in 2024. I mean, this is several years now where there's been a lot of uncertainty at that spot. And if you could maybe just take one in the fifth to seventh round that you know can be there for you for like 10 years, I think you have to really look at that at this point, because, I mean, it's just been several years, as long as I've been on the beat, since 2021, and I know before that they had issues too. So, I think long term, that's something they really need to consider, is just drafting a guy, like looking at what the Bengals have done with Evan McPherson and how good he is for them. So I think that's something for them to look at. But in terms of for right now, I don't think Badgley's job is very secure. I think maybe he did enough to kind of get by for now. But I think if there's a better, veteran kicker that comes available, I don't think the Titans would hesitate to bring him in.
Appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, Ben. As we go throughout the season, man, we're definitely going to have you on, because I think this division overall with the rookie quarterbacks and everything and the parity going on, we'll definitely have to have your insight on again. So appreciate you taking the time again this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. That was Ben Arthur, Fox Sports AFC South reporter. You can head over to foxsports.com and check out his articles. He's always posting stuff about the Tennessee Titans and teams that are in the AFC South. So coming up next, we teased it a little bit earlier, we are going to get into my 53-man roster projections. I want to get Nick and Connor's opinions on these. So coming up next, we will dive into who I think will make the cut coming up on Tuesday. Junior Riddle, Nick Keyser, you're listening to Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.